Identifying living things. Before identifying individual species, scientists classify living things into groups. These groups are based on their appearance, movement, how they reproduce, and genetic makeup. A BioBlitz gives people the chance to take a closer look at what lives in an area and identify species that may otherwise go unnoticed. Scientists follow a process to classify and identify living things. Living things. Living things are all around us. You know that humans and animals are living. But what about the trees in the forest or even the microscopic organisms in a pond? Even though they appear to be very different from one another, they are all living things. Scientists study these differences, then classify or group similar living things together. Taxonomy of living things. Living things are classified into groups. These groups start out large and get smaller until unique characteristics can be identified and a species name given. Grouping living things with others who share similar characteristics makes it easy for scientists to study them. This system of classification is called taxonomy. Scientists classify living things at 7 different levels: kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. To make these classifications, scientists look at characteristics such as appearance, reproduction, movement, genes. Despite existing for hundreds of years, the science of classification is far from dead. Classification of many species can be difficult, and scientists don't always agree. Kingdom. Scientists think that there are at least 5 kingdoms: animals, plants, fungi, protists, very simple organisms that can move, and bacteria. Some scientists now support the idea of a 6th kingdom of viruses. This is still being argued around the world. Phylum. Below the kingdom is the phylum, plural phyla. Within the animal kingdom, major phyla include chordata, animals with a backbone; arthropoda, includes insects; mollusca, mollusks such as snails. Class. Each phylum is then divided into classes. Classes within the chordata phylum include mammals, insects, reptiles, and fish, among others. Order. The class will then be subdivided into an order within the mammals class. Some examples of an order include cetacea, including whales and dolphins, carnivores, primates, monkeys, apes and humans, and bats. Family. From the order, the organism will be classified into a family within the order of primates. Families include hominids, great apes and humans, old world monkeys such as baboons, and gibbons and lesser apes. Genus and species. Finally, the classification will come to the genus and species. These are the names that are most commonly used to describe an organism. Usually, there are a group of organisms that make up a genus. An example within the primate family is the genus Homo for all human species, Homo sapiens. When identifying species during a BioBlitz, you can use technology such as iNaturalist to help you identify a genus and species. You may also use a common name or Māori name. For example, a kereru, or New Zealand pigeon, is also known as a kukupa, kuku, wood pigeon, or native pigeon. Its scientific name is Hemifaga novaezelandi. Scientific names are based on Latin and used all around the world. This universal scientific language allows scientists from different countries to understand each other. Every living thing is given a 2-part name that tells us which genus it belongs to, and then gives a unique species name.